This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I was wandering through the perennials of the year, there's a grass I just love, but have been a little leery about planting it since I live in Zone 4B, and it's a Zone 5 rated plant. Hakona Cloa Macra Aureola. Pictures are on gardenbite.com. This lovely grass is great for shade. It's often used in Japanese gardens where it originated. Variegated, but nearly all yellow, the leaf blades have narrow green stripes, mostly near the margins. Its cascading habit, with most of the leaves arching in the same direction, make it appear like a golden waterfall. Some suggested areas to plant include down slopes, draped over rocks, crawling over the edges of walls, at the front of the garden, or even in containers. Though this grass does spread by rhizomes, it's a slow grower and won't overtake its neighbors very quickly. It's a beautiful ground cover. When grown in part shade, the yellow tones in the leaves will be most pronounced. In deep shade, the variegation will be lime green. In the cooler days of autumn, the golden foliage becomes infused with shades of pink and red. In colder climates, it will die all the way back to the ground. I think it's worth stretching my climate zone to give it a try. Good news? Hakona Cloa has no serious insect or disease problems, although root heaving can be a problem in winter. The leaves may scorch in hot summers without a lot of moisture. Of course, last season we had plenty of moisture, in fact a bit too much. The issue was that it came in multiple inches at a time, rather than nice steady soft rainfalls where you get a half inch and then a nice break and then so on. Well, we'll just have to see what 2019 brings. Be sure to check out my website, gardenbite.com, and find Garden Bite on Facebook, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.